This episode is brought to you by IVP. Use promo code IVPWORD40. That's IVPWORD40 at ivpress.com to get 40% off and free shipping on any IVP resources mentioned in this episode. How can you pursue justice, work towards a renewed world, and sustain your faith without burning out? In his book, Beauty and Resistance, Jonathan Walton offers a transformative rule of life, an ancient spiritual practice reimagined for today's weary believers. His framework roots authentic action in deep, restorative rest, creating enduring rhythms that connect inner renewal with meaningful engagement in a broken world. This spiritually rich guidebook will show you how to live a rooted life so that your pursuit of justice will flow from a place of authentic restfulness, not reactivity. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive a special discount on this book. Check the show notes for more details. This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table. Your word is truth, your
word is life. Presented by InterVar City Press. Your word is truth, your word is life. The Daily Audio Bible Podcast, read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwem. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, 1 Chronicles chapter 25 through 1 Chronicles chapter 26. Chapter 25, David organizes the musicians. David and the army officers selected some of the sons of Asaph, Heman, and Jeduthun to prophesy as they played stringed instruments and cymbals. The following men were assigned this responsibility. From the sons of Asaph, Zachor, Joseph, Nethaniah, and Asarelah. The sons of Asaph were supervised by Asaph, who prophesied under the king's supervision. From the sons of Jeduthun, Gedaliah, Zerai, Jeshiah, Hashabiah, and Mattathiah, six in all, under supervision of their father, Jeduthun, who prophesied as he played a harp, giving thanks and praise to the Lord. From the sons of Heman, Bukiah, Mattaniah, Uziel, Shebiel, Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hanai, Elioth, Gideotai, Ramamti Azer, Josh Bekasha, Malathai, Hather, and Mahaziah. All these were sons of Heman, the king's prophet. God had promised him these sons in order to make him prestigious. God gave Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these were under the supervision of their fathers. They were musicians in the Lord's temple, playing cymbals and stringed instruments as they served in God's temple. Asaph, Jeduthun, and Heman were under the supervision of the king. They and their relatives, all of them skilled and trained to make music to the Lord, numbered 288. They cast lots to determine their responsibilities. Oldest as well as youngest, teacher as well as student. The first lot went to Asaph's son, Joseph, and his relatives and sons, 12 in all. The second to Gedaliah and his relatives and sons, 12 in all. The third to Zachor and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The fourth to Izrai and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The fifth to Nethaniah and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. the sixth to Bukiah and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The seventh to Jeshurilah and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The eighth to Jeshaiah and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The ninth to Mattaniah and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The tenth to Shimei and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 11th to Azarel and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 12th to Hashbiah and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 13th to Shubiel and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 14th to Mattathiah and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 15th to Jeremoth and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 16th to Hananiah and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 17th to Josh-Bekeshah and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 18th to Hanani and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 19th to Malathi and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 20th to Eliathah and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 21st to Hathir and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 22nd to Gidaltai and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 23rd to Mahaziath and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. The 24th to Romamti Azar and his sons and relatives, 12 in all. Chapter 26, Divisions of Gatekeepers. The divisions of gatekeepers from the Korites: Meheshlemiah, son of Kore, one of the sons of Asaph. Meheshlemiah's sons: the firstborn Zechariah, the second Jediel, the third Zebadiah, the fourth Jathniel, the fifth Elam, the sixth Johanan, and the seventh Eliehoenai. Obed-Edom's sons: the firstborn Shemaiah, the second Jehezobed, the third Joah, the fourth Sacher, the fifth Nethanel, the sixth Amiel, the seventh Issachar, and the eighth Pieluthai. Indeed, God bless Obed-Edom. His son Shemaiah also had sons who were leaders of their families, for they were highly respected. The sons of Shemaiah: Othni, Raphael, Obed, and Elzabed. His relatives Elihu and Shemaiah were also respected. All these were the descendants of Obed-Edom. They and their sons and relatives were respected men capable of doing their responsibilities. There were 62 of them related to Obed-Edom. Meshelemiah had sons and relatives who were respected, 18 in all. Hasha, one of the descendants of Merariah, had sons. The firstborn, Shimrat, was not actually the firstborn, but his father gave him that status. The second, Hilkiah. The third, Tebaliah. And the fourth, Zechariah. All Hosha's sons and relatives numbered 13. The divisions of the gatekeepers corresponding to their leaders had assigned responsibilities, like their relatives, as they served in the Lord's temple. They cast lots, both young and old, according to their families, to determine which gate they would be responsible for. The lot for the east gate went to Shelemiah. Then they cast lots for their son Zechariah, a wise advisor, and the lot for the north gate went to him. Obed-Edom was assigned the south gate, and his sons were assigned the storehouses. Shuppim and Hoshath were assigned the west gate, along with the Sheleketh gate on the upper road. One guard was adjacent to the other. Each day there were 6 Levites posted on the east, 4 on the north, and 4 on the south. At the storehouses, they were posted in pairs. At the court on the west, there were 4 posted on the road and 2 at the court. These were the divisions of the gatekeepers, who were descendants of Korath and Merari. Supervisors of the storehouses. Their fellow Levites were in charge of the storehouses in God's temple and the storehouses containing consecrated items. The descendants of Ladan, who were descended from Gershon through Ladan and were leaders of the families of Ladan the Gershonite, included Jehieli and the sons of Jehieli, Zatham and his brother Joel. They were in charge of the storehouses in the Lord's temple. As for the Amorites, the Izharites, the Hebronites, and the Uzelites, Shebuel, son of Gershom, son of Moses, was the supervisor of the storehouses. His relatives through Eleazar included Rehabiah, his son, Jeshaiah his son, Joram his son, Zichri his son, and Shelomith his son. Shelomith and his relatives were in charge of all the storehouses containing the consecrated items dedicated by King David, the family leaders who led units of 1,000 and 100, and the army officers. They had dedicated some of the plunder taken in battles to be used for repairs on the Lord's temple. They were also in charge of everything dedicated by Samuel the prophet, Saul son of Kish, Abner son of Ner, and Joab son of Zariah. And Shelomith and his relatives were in charge of everything that had been dedicated. As for the Izharites, Kenaniah and his sons were given responsibilities outside the temple as officers and judges over Israel. As for the Hebronites, Hashabiah and his relatives, 1,700 respected men, were assigned responsibilities in Israel, west of the Jordan. They did the Lord's work and the king's service. As for the Hebronites, Jeriah was the leader of the Hebronites, according to the genealogical records. In the 40th year of David's reign, they examined the records and discovered there were highly respected men in Jazer and Gilead. Jeriah had 2,700 relatives who were respected family leaders. King David placed them in charge of the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. They took care of all matters pertaining to God and the king. New Testament reading, Mark chapter 11, verses 12 through 14. Cursing of the fig tree. Now the next day, as they went out from Bethany, he was hungry. After noticing in the distance a fig tree with leaves, he went to see if he could find any fruit on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. He said to it, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard it. Matthew chapter 21, verses 18 through 22. The withered fig tree. Now early in the morning, as he returned to the city, he was hungry. After noticing a fig tree by the road, he went to it, but found nothing on it except leaves. He said to it, "Never again will there be fruit from you." And the fig tree withered at once. When the disciples saw it, they were amazed, saying, "How did the fig tree wither so quickly?" Jesus answered them, "I tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, not only will you do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' it will happen. And whatever you ask in prayer, if you believe, you will receive." This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Gracious and righteous and just and holy God, we thank you for another opportunity to hear your word today. We thank you, O Lord, for a new day with a new set of mercies. We thank you, O God, that you communicate with us your great wisdom through your word, by your spirit. And God, we pray, O Lord, that your word would take deep root in us, that it would transform us from the inside out, and that it would bear good fruit. Lord God, we do not want to be like the fig tree, not ready to serve or to do what it is that you've called us to when you approach us, O God. We want to be ready for your service, O God. And O God, even if we think that it's not our season to bloom, that if it's not our moment, O God, your presence, you calling us forth, that is indeed our moment. So, O God, help us to be obedient to your call. Help us to be obedient to the small things and to the large things that you lay before us, O God. Help us to be good stewards of our time and our energy and our purposes, and that we are submitting all things over to you, O Lord, that we're walking in your way and in your will and in your ethics, O God. We thank you, O Lord, that you do indeed give us great purpose. And we pray, O God, that in you we will be found ready in and out of season to do your will. It is in Christ's name that we pray and entrust ourselves. Amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth's Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and #TruthsTable.
Saints, Whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.